So therefore, when that happens, then the five mind poisons, you know, what we call five mind poisons, is like anger, hatred, craving, desire, ignorance, confusion, arrogance, pride, jealousy, you know, and this kind, envy, this kind of five negative emotions, which brings the samsaric state of mind, which brings all the sufferings and problems to the sentient beings. They kind of, not only that they go away, but there's no need, there's no reason, there's no absolutely kind of a necessity for them to be there. It doesn't happen. There's no need to be there. You don't need to run after anything, you don't need to run away from anything, there's no need to be confused about anything, there's no need to be envying anything, there's no need to be arrogant or proud or anything. So their even name does not arise. So when that happens, that's called the view is settled. The view is accomplished. And when that happens, then there is a kind of a natural great happiness. There's a complete peace. There's no struggle. It's not like, what can you say, happiness that you're very excited about happiness. There's nothing excited about, or nothing to be excited about. There's nothing not to be excited about. So you have the lasting kind of happiness. There's no more, you know, cause of any disturbance. So therefore, you know, you are completely in peace. You are completely in joy. There's no need of any, you know, any source or condition that the negativity or unhappiness can arise. So this is called, you know, that realization. I've got that realization, so therefore I'm totally free and totally happy. So I thought this is very important, because when we talk about happiness, you know, I want to be happy. Sometimes, of course, we all want to be happy. But I want to be happy can also become the cause of unhappiness. You know, I want to be happy. You know, I want to be happy. I'm not happy. You know, I can't be. I'm not. I want to be happy. Then I'm more unhappy because I want to be so happy. Yeah. So therefore, that is not how we get happiness. Our happiness cannot be through wanting to be happy, although, you know, we want to be happy, but it's not like that. You know. So therefore, the happiness has to be realized from knowing the nature of things. Who am I? What am I? What are all these things? What's my relationship with everything else? You know, when you understand that deeply, then all the causes of unhappiness has disappeared, and all the way of reactions that brings unhappiness dissolves. And then there's no need to find or need to even search for happiness. Then, in the experiential space of non-duality, great bliss glides about. And there is not even the name, point of straying, to be given. When the meditation has been settled on, mind is happy. So, this is about the meditation. In the experienced space of non-duality, usually, you know, non-duality, how we usually experience things is that I'm here, and I see this thing, this glass, or this, whatever you call it, ball. I see this ball. But actually what is happening is this ball is experienced, is my experience. If my mind is not there, if is this the way I experience, you know, my mind experiences, is this ball is part of my experience. Everything that I experience is my mind's experience. If my mind didn't experience, you know, there's nothing that I can experience which is not experienced by my mind. What I'm trying to say is this, that how I actually see this ball. Do I really see this ball? What is it that sees this ball? Because, you know, if you look at the nature of our eye, and you look at the nature of this ball, and how this ball is understood by me, what my brain is saying that this is a ball, is it through the eyes? Eye is saying this is a ball, or my brain, my mind is saying this is a ball? My mind is saying this is a ball, because my eye just takes in everything as a reflection. So therefore, when we really, anything that we experience, it's a radiance of our mind. It cannot be, you know, beyond the expense of our mind. Sometimes we do lots of the research, like scientists and things like that, and say we have to be really, you know, objective, and say, you know, there is the brain, but no, nothing other than that mind. The mind is not there, there's only brain. Who says that? Who decides that? The mind. If you say there is the mind and no brain, or it's only mind, that's also said by the mind. That's also experienced by the mind. If the mind say, if it says, you know, there's no mind, it's all, you know, activity of the brain, that's also said by the mind. Experience. Mind means experience. Our experience is the only, you know, thing that experiences things. So therefore, when I understand this, and not, you know, like I is one thing. Where is I? Where is I? It's just an experience going on. There is an experience, there is a clarity, there is an awareness. But within that awareness, is there something called I somewhere on its own, behind my back, or somewhere there, or in part of my brain, or somewhere in my heart, or somewhere around, I don't know where. You know, we feel this is me. But when we are very vague about what we is, we say, this is me, thinking that this all is my me. And then after some time, I say, this is my hand. So hand is not me, hand is my hand, you know, not me. And this is my body. You know, body is not me, it's my, there is something me who is owning this body. So where is that? This is a kind of vague and confused way of seeing. In fact, it's all an experience. So when we understand that in a deep way, then that's the non-duality.